今天想用这个题目活泼生命之道第五集荣耀神来做我们互相勉励。
And the topic for mutual encouragement today is the living word of life, part 5, to glorify God.
在这次在达拉斯学生年会有一个姐妹说问我说那个一个关于第三届的事情。
And in the student SSC in Dallas, there was a sister that asked me about
Third Commandment.
Oh, the Third Commandment.
那我忽然想起来说，对哦，上次去年来这里，没有讲第三戒。
And I was reminded how when I came last time, I didn't talk about the Third Commandment.
所以这次来了是来还债。
So I've come to repay the debt this time.
我们来看第三戒。
So let's look at
出埃及记二十章第七节。
Exodus chapter 20.
二十章第七节。
Chapter 20, verse 7.
这里说不可妄称主你神的名，因为妄称主的名，主必不以他为无罪。
Verse 7, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain.
那通常我们在教会里面，我们都听到说这个不要用神的名，就是耶稣随便人用。
And often we hear in church that we should not casually use the name of God, that is Jesus.
那同时我们也听到一些弟兄姐妹的见证当不只是用耶稣就是说连说基督徒我是基督徒我叫你借钱我绝不会赖账。
And we've heard even of brethren who have used the name of Jesus or say that they are Christians to borrow money.
还是我听了个姐妹见证说她是基督徒所以她不做一些事情，可是口是心非，后来被神惩罚。
And I've heard of another sister also who said by mouth that she's a Christian and does not do certain things, but then she did and she was punished by God.
对这些都是真实的。
And true, all of these are real.
那有时候我们听到说有些基督徒赌博就说我是基督徒我会还你钱的。这好像感觉上让我感觉好像万一我还不了的话，那就我们就请主来担保我主会解决你的事情了。
And there are even some Christians who gamble, and they will say that I'm a Christian, I will pay you back. And if they don't, then it is almost as if Jesus is that person's guarantor.
我们在教会有时候也是服侍神的，那也不要说用我们的地位我是某某人负责人什么什么的我绝对会还你钱的，这个无关要借就借，不要拿这个主的名来做担保。
And in church, if we are in a position of leadership, we cannot say that I am such and such a person in the council. If I borrow money from you, I will pay you back. This is not related to Jesus.
那我记得有一个姐妹在达拉斯学生会问我说，那个我们不能说 "Oh my God"， 就说我的神那可不可以说 "Oh my gosh"， 就是说我的天吧，可不可以？
And so there was another sister at Dallas SSC who said, so if we can't say, oh my God, can we say, oh my gosh?
那其实这第三戒主要的不只是说不要乱用神的名。
So actually the third commandment is not just saying that we cannot very casually use the name of God.
我们应该更积极的来看，因为我们每个基督徒我们都是受主耶稣宝血所洗净的。
But we need to look at it from a more positive point of view, because every one of us Christians have been cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
当人乱用神的名的时候，那其实呢，因为人不完全那都会带给神羞辱。
And when we use the name of the Lord in vain, because we are imperfect, we will bring shame upon the name of God.
所以第三戒其实要跟我们讲的是是更积极一步，是在新约里面是告诉我们来荣耀神。
So actually, from a more active point of view in the New Testament, it is telling us that we need to glorify the name of God.
在马太福音第22章37节，主耶稣告诉我们说，这个全部的律例就是这两条诫命上，第一条呢是尽心尽意尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神。
And in Matthew 22, verse 37, it tells us that we must love the Lord our God with our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind.
那第二呢，就是爱人如己。
And then second, we need to love your neighbor as yourself.
那么我们想想看，如果我们只是很保守的，就是只是不乱用神的名，
so,
可是呢，我们到处做坏事，人家知道说我们是真耶稣教会信徒，还是基督徒， 那多么丢脸嘛！那个虽然没有乱用神的名，可是同样原则啊，还是侮辱神的名，违反违背了第三诫，不是吗？
So if we only do not take the name of God in vain, but we go out and do lots of bad things, and we bring shame to the name of God, isn't this terrible as well?
那我们如何来荣耀神的名呢
？So therefore, how do we glorify the name of God?
我们不要满足于在第三诫我没有犯这个，而是我们在想说，我怎么会尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力来爱神，来荣耀神
？And we cannot be content with just keeping the third commandment, but we need to learn how to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind.
我们来看第一点跟大家分享几点第一点是箴言诗篇六十六篇第二节。
So the first point I want to share is in Psalm 66.
诗篇六十六篇第二节。
Psalm 66, verse 2.
诗篇六十六篇第二节。
Psalm 66, verse 2.
歌颂他名的荣耀，用赞美的言语将他的荣耀发明。
Sing out the honor of his name, make his praise glorious.
这个我们荣耀神其实很简单就是来唱赞美诗，来感谢赞美神。
So actually, it's very easy for us to glorify God. We just sing hymns to praise his name.
可是有个很重要的观点，就是我们不能口是心非。
But something that's very important is that we cannot just say things with our mouths that do not match what is in our hearts.
我相信我们都有体验到，当人跟我们讲话口是心非不美，而且还会说不定我们还会生气。
And I think we've all experienced when people say things to us that they don't mean. This will make us very angry.
所以这个口是心非的话，没人想要听。
And nobody wants to hear words that are not meant from the heart.
所以我们尽量我们在唱诗的时候用我们的心来唱。
So when we sing hymns, we need to sing from our hearts.
那我们都有用心来敬拜神，来赞美神我们常会体验到说，唱诗神的灵会感动我们，我们觉得跟神很近。
And when we worship God from our hearts and sing from our hearts, we will feel that God is very close to us.
那另外一点就是我们比较缺少的。
And another point is something that we are often lacking.
我们在教会里面有很多了，在全美国有很多人是学钢琴的，学音乐的。
And in the U.S., there are a lot of people who have learned piano.
其实我们也可以作曲
And actually, a lot of us can compose songs as well.
如果在我们生活当中有一些感受，后来又会弹钢琴，试着可以作曲。其他教会也是常在作曲的。
And because if we have certain feelings, we can put them down in music. And because other churches, they often compose songs as well.
我们有少数弟兄姐妹在作曲。
And there are a minority of brothers and sisters who are able to do this.
这是第一个。
So this is the first point.
第二点。
And second.
我们看彼得前书第二章第九节。
Let's turn to
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter two.
第九节。
Verse nine.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
First Peter chapter two, verse nine.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
Two verse nine.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
从这个经节我们可以看到说神多么爱我们。
So from this verse, we can see how much God loves us.
我们又是君尊的祭司，又是圣洁的国度，是神的子民而且还被神选召一同跟他作王。
And we are this royal priesthood, a holy nation, and his own special people. We have been called out by him.
神怎么救我们脱离黑暗
？And God has called us out of the darkness.
进入他的恩典当中。
And into his grace.
其实这是告诉我们说我们在我们生活上，我们可以跟别人分享福音，还有神给我们的恩典。
And this tells us in our daily lives that we can share with others the grace of God and His gospel.
其实我们能得到很多恩典。
Because actually we have received much grace.
那如果我们道理不熟最少我们可以跟别人分享神给我们的恩典。
And at the very least, if we're not familiar with the gospel, we can share with others the grace of God.
其实传福音没那么困难。
And it's not that difficult to preach.
我们传福音不是说我们确定说他要来信主。
And it's not that when we preach, we know for sure that person is going to believe.
而是神只是要求我们把我们所得到的恩典跟别人分享，也鼓励他们来同得一样的恩典。
But rather, God just wants us to share with others the grace that we have received and to encourage them to receive the same.
可是我会发觉到说，现在很少人在传福音。
But we find that very few people are actually preaching the gospel.
为什么
？Why？
一方面呢，我们不觉得说神很好。
On the one hand, we don't truly feel that God is very good.
你看看那个刚信主的人呢，都觉得神很好，不是吗？
When we look at those who are just believe, they all feel that God is very good, isn't that so?
他们觉得说是好消息，太好消息了啊！看到人了，巴不得赶快跟他讲个好消息。
And they think that this message is so good, they can't help but tell others about it.
那为什么有时候我们信主久了，这个消息不是好消息，不是好消息了？这个好像怎么样嘛
？But why is it after we believe for a long time, this message doesn't seem to be so good anymore？
可能在我们生活当中我们没有体验到神的恩典。
And maybe in our lives we haven't experienced the grace of God。
还是我们把神的恩典当成理所当然，没有去报答回应感恩神，所以神没再回应我们。
Or we just take the grace of God for granted and we no longer try to repay His grace anymore。
所以我们来要思考神很好，为什么神对一些人好像神是这么完美、这么好的？那为什么有时候我们不觉得神那么好
？And so we need to think about this. Why is it God seems so good to other people, but not so much to us?
我在想，这个读圣经也很好。
And I sometimes think that it is very good to read the Bible.
读圣经有些人读得津津有味。
And some people really get engrossed in reading the Bible.
就假使说这个读圣经不读不太懂的话，我们可以上网路下载一些道理听那听了这个神的道不错，很好。
And even if we don't really understand what we're reading, we can also download sermons from the internet.
那如果连这个读圣经就觉得很无聊的话，还是听到觉得很无聊，那你想想看，我们会不会把一个很无聊的东西跟别人分享呢？
And if we think that reading the Bible and listening to sermons is something that's very boring, will we want to share this thing with others?
绝对不会的。
Of course not.
因为我就觉得很无聊了，人家跟别人讲，我觉得人家说你在讲什么，浪费我时间。
And because we ourselves think it is boring, how can we share it with others? They will think that we're wasting their time.
所以我在想，这个我们每一个人可能要回去思考一下，我们在哪里堕落了
？So all of us need to think about where it is that we have fallen.
我们在哪里的那个起初的爱心对神最真诚那种火热的心呢？神这么完美，我们在哪里堕落下来的？
And where is it that we lost this fervent love towards God?
所以如果我们这个心转回的话，那我们很自然的会跟别人分享神给我们的恩典。
And if our hearts can turn back, we will very naturally share with others the grace of God.
这是第二点可以如何来荣耀神，就是来传福音。
And this is the second point, how to glorify God.
我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
我们看这个箴言十五章的十八节。
To Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章十八节。
Proverbs 15, verse 18.
箴言十五章十八节。
Proverbs 15, verse 18.
十八节。
18.
暴怒的人挑起争端，忍辱的人止息纷争。
A wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger allays contention.
一个方法如何来荣耀神就是不要吵架。
So another way to glorify God is not to argue.
你想想看如果我们吵架的时候那种声音还有那个脸色被录起来。
So if we think when we argue, if our expression and our voice was recorded.
要看看自己真的很难看
And we will feel that we're very difficult to look at.
最近也读到一些文章就是说在这个加州 Oakland 就是警察在打一些在吵架的人后来这个就是把这纠纷拉开，后来打一个黑人，后来这个黑人已经在地上了，被警察压倒了，另外一个警察竟然拿枪把他打死。
And so I read something recently in Oakland that there were policemen. One of them held down a black man, and the other actually shot him.
那因为被录起来了，那个大家都很反感已经这个人已经在地上了，他可以做什么威胁？你怎么会把他打死呢？
And this was all recorded, and people were very disgusted by it because the man was already on the ground. So how is it that they could have shot him?
那我在想说如果我们被录起来的时候，那真的不荣耀神。
And if
我们在吵架的时候
，and when we are arguing, if this was recorded, how can we glorify God?
有时候我们跟我们的配偶吵架，有时候我们跟我们的儿女吵架，有时候跟弟兄姐妹吵架，有时候跟这个公司的人吵架。
And sometimes we might argue with our spouses or our children or brothers and sisters in church or our coworkers.
那 我们就说要忍耐啊，避免为了神的荣耀。
So we need to show forbearance so that we can glorify God.
当然，我们事情还是用这个心平气和的口气来沟通，来解决。
And of course, we need to try to communicate in a very harmonious way.
好，这是第三点，我们如何来荣耀神。
So this is the third way of how to glorify God.
我们看第四点，我们看箴言第三章第九节。
To Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9.
箴言第三章的第九节。
Proverbs 3 verse 9.
第九节
Verse 9.
你要以财物和一切出熟的土产尊荣神。
Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase.
在这里告诉我们说，其实我们可以用我们的财物也包括我们的力量、时间这些都是神给我们的，我们来用这些来荣耀神。
So it tells us here that we can use our possessions, our time and energy, which have been given by God to glorify.
真的感谢主，我们在休斯顿可以买这么好的会堂，我相信大家也很高兴，很舒服。
God that we can buy this good chapel in Houston, and I'm sure that everyone is very joyful.
那我们可以再深入再想一下。
So let's think further on this.
我就像大卫他住在王宫里面。
And David lived in the palace.
那他就想到说这个神的殿神的约柜住在帐幕里面。
And he thought about how the ark of God lived in a tent.
那他良心觉得很亏欠。
And he felt bad. His conscience felt bad.
他想说那我该怎么做呢
？And he thought what he should do.
他想说那我要盖圣殿盖得比这个什么我自己家里还要好。
That he should build a temple that is more glorious than his own palace.
今天呢，我们来会堂，我们来思考一下，我们怎么可以使这个神的家这会堂呢更好？
So when we come to the chapel, we need to think about how to make the house of God even better.
有一些人的家里音响。一流的
，and some people's homes have very good audio systems.
有时候我们对儿女也是相当好对家里的人
We often are also very good to our own family members.
可是呢，有时候对教会的工人说不定会亏欠。
But sometimes maybe we are not so good to the workers in church.
所以我们应该想想看我们该怎么做来荣耀神。
So we need to think about what it is we can do to glorify God.
使我们教会呢更加的美好，更加和谐。
So that our church can be even better and more perfect.
这是有一个外教会他一个信徒跟我讲的。
And there was a member of another denomination that said to me.
他说这个那时候在其他教会乡村嘛这个父亲呢，就想说他献儿子给神去做牧师。
That in a village that there was this father that wanted to offer up his son to be a minister in that church.
那他就想说，这个牧师要绝对最好看的，最英俊潇洒的。
And he thought that to be a minister you have to be very handsome.
他就把这个最英俊潇洒的献给神
了。So he offered up the most handsome.
后来这个他的弟弟就跟我说后来这个到最后他也没把这牧师做好。
And in the end, he actually wasn't able to become a minister.
不是有做牧师后来就退下来了。
So he did become a minister, and then later on he resigned.
那我在想说这个神要我们献最好的不是最好看的那个是里面心里什么应该是里面心里是最好的。
So I thought to myself that God wants us not to offer up what is most handsome outwardly, but what is best on inside.
我还听了一个故事。
And I've heard of another story.
说有个执事。
That there was a deacon.
他大儿子是工程师。
And his eldest son was an engineer.
那老二呢是一个老师。
And the second child was a teacher.
那老三呢什么都不是。
And the third child wasn't anything at all.
怎么办
？So what was he to do?
他想想知道了。
And he
我献给神
了。I'll offer that child to God.
然后他做牧师。
So he can become a minister.
那请问如果有这种牧师来到你教会，你感觉如何
？So if such a minister came to your church, how would you feel?
什么都不是，都在世界上也不能做什么事情。后来因为他的个性上什么，后来来做牧师。
And he didn't achieve anything in the world, and because of that, he became a minister.
可能是害人害己。
And he probably would harm others and himself.
同样的，我们想想看如果我们 在这个献给神上面啊，这个献的不是太好啊，其实啊也是丢弃人面子的，也是伤害别人。
And when if we offer up something to God that when the heart is not right, then this might be harmful to us.
制造一些别人的麻烦。
And we will cause trouble for others.
我听一个传道跟我说。
And I've heard another preacher say.
有一个人信徒好心就献一个沙发给教会。
There was a kind-hearted member who offered up a sofa to the church.
可是呢，人家坐在沙发上爬不起来。
But when people would sit down on the sofa, they wouldn't be able to get up.
太老旧了。
Because it's too old.
有个教会我去过。
And in another church that I've been to.
觉得为什么这个教会呢？不收这个人家奉献的东西呢？不是钱，而是一些，就是说献给教会的。
I wondered why that church didn't accept things that were offered by other people that weren't money.
负责人跟我说，以前呢，有很多人奉献的时候都是家里不要的东西不知道往哪里放说奉献给教会。
And the council members told me that in the past, the members would often offer things that they did not want in their own homes.
所以他们一气之下呢，都说不管是新的旧的都不收。
So whether new or old, they just decided they wouldn't accept these things anymore.
所以这个奉献上呢，当然我们是说出熟的果子不是出熟就是自己都还没享受到的，对不对？还没吃到的献给神，不是自己吃了一口两口了，还是最后一批货了，那个很小了，那个果子很小了，再献给神。
So we need to offer up the first fruits, and by first fruits it means something that we have not even tasted of ourselves.
那这个出熟果子也可以指的我们时间，就是我们早上起来的时候我们知道早上起来我们精神最好。
And first fruits can also refer to our time, and that is first thing in the morning.
有些人到下午这个做事情没办法做下去了，只是在那边晃来晃去。
And because by the afternoon, people often don't feel so alert anymore.
所以我们早上如果可以花点时间跟神祷告这个是很好因为这是把初熟果子献给神。
So in the morning, if we can take time to pray to God, this is very good because this is a first fruit.
有个工人他这样见证。
And there was a worker who testified.
有一次他去访问一个人。
And he went to visit somebody.
那访问完后他就走了。
And after the visitation, he left.
这个弟兄呢，坐在他车子上就拿一包东西给这个工人。
And this, the brother, took something to this worker.
那这个工人就对这个弟兄说：“不需要了，我看你不是为了礼物啊。”
And the worker said, "Oh, that it wasn't necessary to give him anything."
这个弟兄就说：“好了，我就给你了。”
And the brother said, "It's okay. I want to give it to you."
后来工人又拒绝，他推来推去。
So they went back and forth like this.
到最后这个弟兄气起来
And in the end, this brother became angry.
就说实话了。
And he spoke honestly.
说你拿去吧。
Said, "Take it."
这个东西在我冷冻库放了三年了啦。
This has been in my freezer for 3 years.
我不要了，给你的。
I don't want it, so take it.
那这个工人想说，哇，这东西不怎么值钱吧？那么好吧，那就帮着弟兄吧，收下来了。
And the worker thought it's probably not worth anything, so he took it.
我相信我们都有这个 recycle 礼物的习惯了。中国很省嘛，对不对？人家给我们礼物，这个丢掉太浪费了，说什么环保吧？这把那个标签拿掉，贴另外一个标签。那个人家婚礼的时候再送回去。
And I think perhaps we all have this habit of recycling gifts.
我不知道啦，如果那个礼物对那个人很好的话，是可以送的。我不说不能环保recycle.
And I'm not saying that you can't do this because maybe what you give is something that the other person will consider is very good.
可是这个我不知道啦，如果你收到的话是环保的话。我相信大家也不太舒服
But if you were on the receiving end of a recycled gift, perhaps you wouldn't feel so good.
所以我们呢，来献出熟的果子
So
来给神。
We need to offer up the first fruits to God.
好，我们看第五点。
Let's look at the fifth point.
马拉基书第一章第六节到第八节。马拉基书第一章。
Malachi chapter one.
第六节。
Verse six.
马拉基第一章第六节
Malachi 1 verse 6
到第八节
verses 6 to 8
藐视我的名的祭司啊，万军之主对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人尊敬主人，我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人啊，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名。第七节
Seven.
你们将污秽的食物啊献在我的坛上，且说我们在何事上污秽你呢？因你们说主的桌子是可藐视的。第八节
Eight.
你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将缺腿的有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的神长，他岂喜悦你？岂能看你的情面？这是万军之主说的。在这里啊，神就跟这个他的百姓直接说话。
And here God speaks directly to his people.
啊，神感觉不到说这些人在尊敬他。
And God does not feel that these people are honoring him.
那百姓觉得说，我哪里不尊敬你呢？
And the people said, where have we not honored you?
那主最后说啊，你把这些东西啊献给你的神长，看看他会不会喜欢你。
And in the end, God says,
献给你的神长 governor.
Oh, if you offered these things up to your governor, would he be pleased?
换句话说啊，他把那个神都不如一个神长啊。
That is to say that they did not even see God as a governor.
当然我相信他们献给神长都是好东西的。
And I believe that they would offer what is good to the governor.
否则他等下有的瞧啊，有的瞧啊，那个神长会 给他惩罚他、啊。对付他
，otherwise they would be punished。
他说：“我们人有一个习惯呢、啊，就是啊，容易欺负那些善良的，不会我们发脾气的，像父母亲啊，儿子有时候儿女会欺负父母亲嘛。”
So sometimes we have this habit where children might be mean to their parents。
啊，有时候太太也会欺负先生啊。
And a wife might be mean to
her husband。如果先生不是那种暴力型的，那种是那种温温柔柔的。
Especially if her husband is somebody that is very gentle。
那有句话说啊，这个有些人是怕恶人不怕好人吧？有些人啊，不怕好人啊，怕恶人。
And there's a saying that people aren't afraid of good people, they're afraid of bad people.
那其实在这里告诉我们说，其实神都在看。
And it's telling us here, actually, God is watching.
那我们当我们做圣工的时候，其实在献祭。
So actually, when we are doing divine work, we are offering up the sacrifice.
那这个献祭，神不只是看我们外表献什么，这什么东西，而是我们有没有按照他的规矩，按照他的原则，还有我们的动机是否合神悦纳。
And God is not just looking at what we are offering up outwardly, but rather He's looking at our hearts and whether our motives are correct.
啊，有一个姐妹，啊，她在这个宗教教育这周刊里面见证。
And there was a sister that testified in an RE publication.
RE magazine.
RE magazine.
啊，里面呢，他提到说，有一次他在祷告里面，会前祷告。
And she mentioned one occasion on the prayer before service.
啊，他觉得自己很了不起。
And she felt that she was very good.
因为那间是个小教会。
Because that was she was in a small church.
啊，他在教会负责很多事情。
And she was in charge of a lot of things in church.
啊，比如说这个领诗啊。
For example, leading hymns,
弹钢琴啊
playing piano,
啊，这个教小孩子啊
and teaching the kids,
还有做清扫啊
and cleaning,
还有其他的事情
and other things.
那他觉得说啊，如果没有教会没有他，这个教会啊会很糟糕
and she thought to herself that without her, the church would be in trouble.
那这时候神就向他显现
so at this point, God appeared to her.
他看到神的面孔啊，就说神没看到神的脸，可是感觉知道神对他很不满意。
And she could feel that God was very dissatisfied with her.
后来神就把他以前所作所为圣工啊显给他看。
And then God allowed her to see all of her past work that she had done in church.
那他不只看到他所做的，他也看到他自己里面的动机啊，他只看到自己就很觉得很羞耻。
And she not only could see what she had done, but also her past motives, and she felt very ashamed.
啊，主耶稣最后跟她讲一句话。
And then in the end, Jesus said to her,
如果不是做给我的，我都不纪念。
If it is not done for me, then I will not remember.
当然啦。
Of course.
东西不是给我的话，我怎么纪念你？
And if something is not given to me, why will I remember you?
这东西你自己为自己好，自己做的。
And you did all of these for yourself.
啊。 所以我们在做事情上我们要做给神啊，那我们要追求百分之百做给神。
So in our servitude, we need to strive to do all of it for God.
那么有时候在服事上我们不要坚持自己的意见。
And sometimes in our servitude, we cannot just insist on our own opinions.
我们要听听别人讲的方法，那我们祈求神，那我们想个方法是对大家好的啦。
We need to listen to others and ask God that we can come up with a method that is best for everyone.
有一次听到有个弟兄大声的对别人说：“如果你不把这个人踢出去这个 committee 这个组织里面我辞职。”
And on one occasion, there was a brother that said very loudly that if you don't kick this person out of the committee, then I am going to resign.
没让他跟他合作。
Because he didn't want to work with him.
我想我们大家都是弟兄姐妹，应该有主耶稣的原则，我们大家都应该来为别人着想，后来为大家着想。
As brothers and sisters, we need to have this principle of Christ to think for others.
不要继续坚持自己的意见。
And not to just insist on our own ways.
这是神所喜悦的。
And because this is pleasing to God.
这是第五点，我们看第六点。
So let's look at the next point.
我们看箴言十四章三十一节。
Turn to Proverbs 11.
箴言十四章。
Sorry, Proverbs 14.
三十一节。
31.
箴言十四章三十一节。
Proverbs 14, verse 31.
三十一节。
31.
欺压贫寒的是辱没造他的主，怜悯穷乏的乃是尊敬主。
He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the needy.
在这里告诉我们说，如果我们是欺压藐视那些穷人的话，其实我们是这个在欺负主啊。
And here it tells us if we oppress the poor, actually we reproach our Lord.
我们当然不会，好像不会真的用拳头还是欺压穷人啊。可是有时候我们会给人一种脸色看，那这种脸色呢，让人感觉到说真的好像被轻视的感觉。
And of course, we will not physically oppress others, but sometimes with the expression on our faces, we will make them feel as if we're looking down on them.
那种也是一种欺压的
表现。And this also is a type of oppression.
好，那么通常在什么情况里面呢，人会显出人这种藐视态度呢？
So under what circumstances will we have this kind of oppressive behavior?
通常人都你去上班啊，还是做事情啊，大家都是笑嘻嘻的，和平平的，就是打招呼。
So normally when you go to work, you will greet everyone.
那我看到的是在两种情况，人都是通常会出来，显露出来。
And I think there are two situations under which you will have this oppressive behavior.
对那些没有受过教育的，还是贫穷的。
To those who are poor or not educated.
还是这个背景比较卑微的。
Or those who come from lowly backgrounds.
还是在社会上这个地位比较低的。
Or those who have low status in society.
还是他的种族都会显露出来，他们的藐视。
Or because of their ethnic backgrounds.
比如说第一点第一种情况就是当选执事的时候。
So for example, when we are choosing someone to become a deacon.
有些人说这个人没有受过教育的，怎么做执事？
Some people might say, oh, this person is uneducated. How can he be a deacon?
这个人十五年前做一件坏事，十五年后了还在记着。
This person did something bad 15 years ago.
那这个十五年前那个坏事，有时候是他无知还刚信主。
And even though this happened 15 years ago when he'd only just believed in the Lord.
那还有就是我们人呢，有时候在心里当中有一个很深根蒂固的观念。
And sometimes we have very deep-rooted concepts in our hearts.
有些人呢，不是全部。
And some people, not everyone.
有一些人觉得说白种是最高。
And some people think that Caucasians are the best.
那这个黑人最低。
And black people are the lowest.
黄种人在中间。
And then Asians are in the middle.
而且在黄种人中间呢，也还分高低的。
And there is a hierarchy within Asians as well.
比如说日本那个可能是最高的。在黄种人当中，有些人这样想。
For example, some people might think that the Japanese are highest amongst the Asians.
那有一些人，这个如果他的国家是 third world country， 就是第三度这种落后国家的话， 他觉得说这种种族就这种种族就比较低的。
And if someone is from a third world country, then their ethnicity is lower in the rankings.
就有这种事情发生。
So, such things have happened.
我记得有一次我跟我的表妹传福音。
And on one occasion, I was preaching to my cousin.
那我表妹听到我说要来去教会啊，她就马上回答跟我说啊，你们教会的人都是假冒为善的，基督徒都是假冒为善的。
And when she heard me saying that that she should come to church, she said, "Oh, Christians are hypocrites."
我说为什么这样说
？I said, "Why do you say this?"
他就跟我提以前我们小时候有一个他的朋友跟他一同长大。
And she reminded me of when she was young, how there was a friend that she grew up with.
那他朋友到最后做了医生。
And eventually, her friend became a doctor.
后来。她选择要嫁给一个印度人。
And the friend married an Indian person.
那她父母亲都是基督徒，她也是她朋友是基督徒，不是我们教会的。
And her, her friend's parents were Christians from another denomination.
那父母亲绝对反对，而且反对到什么地步呢？如果你嫁给他，我们一刀两断，父母亲和女儿的关系一刀两断。
And the parents were so against the marriage that if she did not back down, that they said they would disown her.
原因不是说这个人坏。
And it wasn't because this man was bad.
也不是这个人脑筋有问题。
Or that there was anything mentally wrong with him.
因为他的皮肤颜色。
But it was
是一个印度人背景。
Because of the color of his skin, because he was Indian.
那我在想啊，我们说神是公义的，对不对？我们相信我们神是公义的嘛。
So we always say that God is just.
那我们这样去偏待人。
So if we show this kind of partiality to others.
那可能也不是愿意出生说我要做印度人。
And this person did not choose to be born of such an ethnicity.
我们今天也没有一个人说选择我要生出来是台湾人。
And no one is born and then decides I want to be Taiwanese.
非洲的人也没有说出生说我要做一个非洲人。
And nobody in Africa is born and says I've decided I want to be African.
那么我们说神是公义的。那如果我们去偏待人的话，人家会觉得说你在信什么？你假冒为善嘛？神是公义的，你不公义，你这信假的。
So if we say that God is just, but we show partiality, then others will say that we are hypocrites.
那台湾人老一代有这种说很注重，就是说叫孩子读好好读书。
And in the elderly generation amongst the Taiwanese, they put a lot of emphasis on education.
我记得我小时候，我祖母说你要好好读书哦。
And when I was young, my grandmother would say, "You have to study well."
否则会怎么样？大家知道吗
？Or else, what will happen?
会去捡垃圾哦。
You will become a trash man.
我每次听到我就很反感，不相信。
And whenever I heard this, I didn't feel good. I didn't believe it.
我就觉得说，如果没有那些捡垃圾的人，我们要感激他，谢谢他。没有那些人啊，我们每一个人啊，那个老鼠、蟑螂、蚂蚁、病毒一堆啊，在我们后院了。
Because without the trash men, we would have rats and litter everywhere.
那有些人还会藐视那些厨师啊，因为还是那个服务员嘛，在餐厅服务员，觉得说没有教育。
And some people will despise waiters in restaurants because they think they're uneducated.
如果我们藐视，我是觉得说我们真的是太可恶了。
And if we do this, I think we are very despicable.
人家在服侍我们哎。
Because these people are actually serving us.
我们还藐视他。
But we despise them.
人家帮我煮饭。当然我们付钱了，可是我们他帮我煮吧，这是有交易。可是我还藐视他。
And then people in the kitchen they cook for us, even though we pay for it, but then we look down on them.
那不是欺人太甚了，欺人太甚了。那世界上就大家就不要做厨师吗？那大家怎么饿肚子啊
？So then, if everybody in the world didn't want to be a cook, then we would all grow hungry.
所以我们不要去欺压那些这个背景不好的啊，地位少的啊，赚钱少的啊。我们不应该这样做。
So we should not look down upon those who are from lowly backgrounds who are not educated.
那最后跟大家分享第七点如何荣耀神，我们看撒母耳记上第二章的三十节。
So the seventh point, let's turn to First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第二章的三十节。
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 30.
第二章三十节。
2 verse 30.
三十节。 因此主以色列的神说，我曾说你和你父家必永远行在我面前，现在我却说绝不容你们这样行，因为尊重我的，我必看重重看他，藐视我的，我必轻视他。
Therefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever, but now the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
神告诉这个以利亚神的原则是尊敬他的人神会尊敬他荣耀他，那藐视他的人神会轻视他。
And God said to Eli that he will honor those who honor him and he will despise those who despise him.
所以我们在做事情上在服事上面我们应该有这个原则。
So we need to have this principle in our servitude.
比如说好了。
So for example.
有一些人来到教会真的很认真的，这个听道理的时候在做笔记。
And there are some people when they come to church, they listen very attentively during the sermons and they take notes.
后来传道很感动，过去跟他讲说，弟兄，你很认真的听道。
And then on seeing this, the preacher will say, you are listening so attentively.
这个弟兄不敢说话就走了。
And then that brother didn't say anything and he left.
后来有人跟他讲说，传道那个他不在听道做笔记
And then someone else said to the preacher, actually he's not listening.
他其实呢，是在上网路你在讲道的时候他在打 email 电子信给别人
Actually during the sermon,
聊天
He was writing emails and chatting with people online.
那有些人是在听到的时候在看股票在电脑上看股票
And other people, when they are during sermons, they are looking at the stock market.
你想想看这有没有尊敬神？
So let's think about this. Are we showing honor to God?
所以有时候是我们的心这个心态来到教会。
So we need to actually bring our hearts to church.
那还有另外一种就是有时在有些地方常看到说有些人来教会常常迟到。
And in some places we see that the members are often late for church.
你看看如果跟美国总统碰面的话他哪会敢迟到。
And if they were going to meet the American president, would they dare to be late?
所以这个常常迟到就是当然有些意外发生的那个是大家可以了解的塞车什么。常常迟到真的是到最后是显露自己我们的心对神不是很注重不是很尊敬。
And there are some things that we can't prevent, like bad traffic, but if we do it all the time, actually it reveals that we do not show honor to God.
所以我们有很多方面我们可以去思考该怎么做才真的会荣耀神。
So there are a lot of things that we can ponder over as to how we can glorify God.
所以我们今天就分享了这个七点如何来荣耀神。
So we've shared 7 points today.
第一我们可以唱诗赞美神
First
口唱心和。
To sing praises to God from our hearts.
第二呢我们来传福音跟别人分享神给我们恩典。
Is to preach the gospel and share the grace of God with others.
第三呢我们来避免吵架。
And the third is to avoid arguments.
第四呢我们来用我们的财物来荣耀神。
And the fourth is to glorify God with our possessions.
第五呢就是在侍奉当中呢让我们所作所为呢让神得到喜悦因为我们做的原则我们动机也让神得到接纳。
And the fifth is to have a correct motive so that in all we do, it will be pleasing and accepted by God.
第六呢我们不要去欺压穷人其实我们要怜悯他们。
And six, we should not oppress the poor, but to have mercy on them.
那最后呢让我们怀着心态在凡事上来尊荣神。
And in all things, we should honor God with our hearts and our attitude.
我们一同来唱诗。
Let's lastly sing hymn.
322首。
322.